is Jerry Pippin, and we're at Angel Fire, the 2010 Symposium and Film Festival, the Paranormal Symposium. And we have Marisa Ryan with us, who we have a lot of things in common, and you'll see about that and hear about that as we do the show here. First of all, Marisa, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, you speak tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And what will you be speaking about?
I will be speaking on how to contact the spirit world.
Okay, and we'll get into that in a moment. But first of all, you have quite a little history. You have a radio background, too.
I do a lot of radio. I have radio shows that I do monthly appearances on all over the United States and in the UK.
And what do you do on these shows?
Usually I do spirit communication and psychic readings. So mm-hmm. A lot of times callers will call in and they'll ask, I'll do a reading on them. I'll tell them about their relationships or their career, or I communicate with somebody who's passed over for them, and I connect them with their loved ones.
And we'll get into more about that in a minute, too. But first of all, your mother and dad from Oklahoma, I think?
Yes, they are. Yes.
And I'm an Okie, so we have that in common. And you had a terrible thing happen to you in your house, I think. Did you?
What happened was...
Before you even get into the story, I want to let you know, my mother was murdered in her house.
Okay.
And so we have something in common here.
Okay. What originally started was my mother and my niece passed away 2 days apart at my sister's house. And it kind of got me started of investigating the afterlife and, okay, what happens now? Because this was the first real death experience.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a year of investigating, and then I also started having communication with my mother, but I really didn't know if it was real or not. At the time, I thought I was kind of making it up.
And now, with the communications, did you see her, or did you hear her, or was it in you felt her, or what?
I would hear her. I was a sales rep, and I spent hours in my car driving, and so I would hear her and feel her sitting in the passenger seat having full conversations with me. And I thought that I was making it up, but it was really, I just kept doing it. I figured, you know, it's not going to hurt anything. But what made really everything hit home and started was about a year after their death, I had the spirit of a murdered victim show up in my house, and she just appeared, and I saw her with my physical eyes, and she showed me her murder, details about it that no one knew, and she literally drove me crazy for about 24 hours until I finally called the police. I was able to research online and find some information. I called the detectives, and when I told them what she said...
You probably were the suspect.
You're psychic.
Yeah.
You're psychic.
No, that's the way they work.
It's exactly, and I have a law enforcement background. I have a law enforcement background, so uh-huh. I was kind of familiar with it. But when I told them that they hadn't found her head yet, they immediately wanted to meet with me. And so when I did meet with them, I met them in a parking lot, and they had a giant picture of me and a whole file on me, and they knew everything about me, and they thought I was part of the murder. And so I ended up working with them.
So you were, if not a suspect, an interested person.
Yes. They actually thought I was the suspect's girlfriend trying to turn them in. And I worked with them for about 6 months on the case. And until they finally came and brought the case file and showed me, I sketched the suspects that did it. And then they validated for me that was them. And that's when it all became real. And I realized, you know what? This is real. And within 2 weeks of this murder girl coming to me, she told everybody on the other side I could hear her and see her. And next thing I know, I had spirits riding in my car and following me around the malls and shopping. And it was really crazy for about 2 weeks.
Now, this is a very interesting topic because I've often wondered and thought, if I were murdered and you could come back and talk to people and communicate, I'd damn sure make sure I'd tell somebody who did it.
Well, she did. She told me, and they got the guys that did it. She helped me sketch them because she showed me in a video form of every gruesome detail, and I could see their faces and hear their voice, and And she told me things about where one of them lived, and I ended up giving all that information to the police, and they ended up finding them. And so it was interesting.
Have you worked with the police on any other cases?
I have. I have a lot of clients that come to me, or people that hear me on the radio that come to me, and they're usually the families of someone who's either it's a missing person or a murder. And what they'll do is they'll bring the case, because a lot of police are very reluctant to work with psychics, mainly because it's very difficult to have things admissible in court. So I have worked on many cases. Missing persons, unfortunately, most of them usually come out where they end up being murderers. And I've helped them find bodies and things like that. So I do work occasionally.
I didn't really mean to start this conversation off so morbidly, but...
It's sometimes that's just the business. It's all good, though.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit how people can find you. You have a website?
Yes, they can go to marissaryan.com.
And we have a link to that, of course.
Wonderful.
And what kind of things are you doing these days?
Well, for the past 7 years, I do 2 retreats a year. I have one coming up October 1st in Joshua Tree. It's Joshua Tree, California.
Oh, yeah, I know where it is.
It's at the Joshua Tree.
In the middle of the desert.
Exactly. Used to be called Mental Physics, and now it's the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, and this is our 5th year there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on their mailing list, but I've been to Joshua Tree a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Why, I don't know. Just driving through the desert.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I do the weekend retreats there, and then also up in the mountains.
Now, what happens at that retreat?
At the retreat, well, we have a theme. This theme is a vision quest theme. And usually, like last year, I actually led an Anipi ceremony, which is a sweat lodge ceremony. And what we do is we always do psychic development. We do a lot of meditation. We always have a craft, some sort of spiritual craft that we make that helps, that's a tool that will help with either a healing tool, like we've done Native American rattles, drums, we've made drums, we do drumming ceremonies. We always have a huge fire pit, and we do a spirit circle there where we bring in messages.
And people can register and go to this?
They can go to my website and click on retreats, and it's all right there. And it's
now, you mentioned the mountains. Is that the other retreat?
Yes, in the mountains? Our spring retreat is always in the mountains.
Where?
The last 4 years it was in Idlewild at a place called Buckhorn Camp, and this year...
Now what state is that in?
California.
Okay.
All California. And this year we're going to be holding our May retreat in, it's called Pilgrim Pines, and it's in Glen Oaks, which is right, it's in the Apple Valley area.
Yes, so I knew that where that was, but the first one you had me lost. I'd never been there. Where you had that last mountain retreat, what's that near?
Idlewild. It's beautiful. It's a mountain range up in the San Jacinto Mountains, and it's on the other side of
Idlewild.
Idlewild is... it's about 30 minutes south of Palm Springs. If you're familiar with the Palm
Springs...
Okay,
still in Southern California, right.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the Palm Springs tramway that goes to the top of the mountain,
okay,
that's the mountain where the retreat is.
Okay. Now, where do you live?
I live in Southern California, in Corona, California. And I'm born and raised in Huntington Beach, and I now am in Corona.
Well... I lived in Long Beach at one time, in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay, great.
So at least I'm familiar with where you are. So see, we have a lot of things in common, folks, here. So how do you bill yourself? I noticed on this little write-up in the program, they have 3 C's. Clairvoyant was one of them. And do you ever see your write-up, see what they said about you?
I did see this one, yes. Yeah. But, yeah, I am clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, which is I have the ability to see spirits and hear them and feel them.
Does this happen just automatically, or you have to call this up, or what?
I have a switch I can turn it on and off, because I like to be a normal person and have an everyday life. So when I go into that mode, it's immediate. It can happen at any time. I can completely control it.
You mentioned a little earlier about some of the contacts on the other side. How does that work? I mean, you just turn your switch on and... Somebody contacts you or what?
I turn the switch on. When I have somebody who is either a listener on a radio show, basically what it is the people bring the spirits with them, and then I'm here as the mediator, and I communicate with them and I interview them. I like to refer myself to the talk show host to the dead, because I'd like to interview spirits, and I ask them a lot of questions about them for validation.
What sort of things do they tell you? What sort of things do you ask, even?
Well, it's interesting.
I guess that varies.
It does. Spirits, okay, it just... on the average, spirits really have one purpose, and their purpose usually is to tell their loved ones that they love them and they're proud of them, and that they're with them. But that's boring in a reading, okay? You can only do that so much. So for me, my intention is to immediately get validation so I can validate with the sitter who this spirit is, so that once they believe that I am talking to that person, then they will hear the messages that come through.
And you can do this on the phone with people?
80% of my readings I do on the phone, because I have clients all over the world.
So they contact you at your website and know how to get a hold of you and
we schedule it. Yes, we schedule it, and then I communicate with, what I do is I ask the spirit how they're related. My number one question for validation is, how did they die? Because there's so many ways that you can die, so I always want to ask them how they died.
Do they mind talking about that part?
They don't mind.
I mean, if you had a tragic death, you might not.
Suicides are the only ones that tend to hesitate on talking to me about it. They will usually look down or...
Well, you actually see these spirits.
I see them and talk to them, yes.
And they're in human form?
They're in human form.
And then, just like you're sitting here with me.
Exactly. And that's for my benefit.
Have you ever tried to reach out and touch one?
I have touched them several times, absolutely. And they've touched me, yes. The real actual soul that's a spirit is a light body. So for me to read a light body wouldn't make a lot of sense to the sitter. So they will appear as their last life that they had on this earth.
And so, obviously, when you talk about that and you say the last life, we believe in reincarnation, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. Many lives. You've had many lives, Jerry.
Well, I'll take your word for it. are these lives associated at all? In other words, right now, I'm an announcer on the radio. Three centuries ago, they didn't have the radio. So was that a town crier or something?
No. There's times when you've had lives where you're actually quite shy and didn't really speak very much. There's many different lives that you've had. I know you were a banker back in the West, and you dealt with a lot of money, and you had a very difficult job. So there's a lot of different, we incarnate in a soul group.
So I was a banker in the West?
Yes, you were.
In which state, do you know?
Arkansas.
Okay. Well, I'm from Oklahoma. Do spirits move around the world?
They choose wherever they want to go next. Absolutely.
Well, I'm interested in the financial world. I used to do shows like that, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, great. Yeah.
That may have something to do with it.
It could be, yes. You always carry some knowledge over from
your past
life.
Do you know what you've been in previous lives?
Yes, I do. I've actually had past life regressions, and I've experienced past lives, which, sometimes.
Now, does someone else give you the past life, or can you do it yourself, the regression?
I do it myself.
How does that work? You just sit down and...
I sit down and I can go into...
trance or something?
I can go into a deep meditative state, mm-hmm. and I will actually go into a past life and experience it for an actual amount of time. I've timed myself.
When you go into a past life like that, do you have the emotions of feeling and crying and hurting and all of that?
Absolutely. I came out of it crying. I had...
I mean, we all have very sad, tragic moments sometime in our lives.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so that might be pretty tough on somebody if you come back and relive those things.
It can't, well, you know, it's a lot of people will say if you regress and experience a past life, it might clear up an issue, a health issue or something that you're having in this life. And for me, I did have an issue that I had a choking around my throat for years and years that really drove me crazy, and I couldn't understand what it was. And I ended up doing a past life regression and by myself. I just did it myself. And I went into a life where I was actually hung. And when I came out of it, I experienced everything in that life. I mean, I felt like I experienced like several years worth in about, it was about a 30-minute time. And when I came out of it, the choking was literally gone by 80%. And occasionally I still get it, but it's completely different. So that was, I don't know if that was just, you know, acknowledging it or being able to clear that memory, you know, because it was very, it wasn't sad. I understood it, but I remember feeling helpless because I was being hung for being a witch. And at the time, I wasn't a witch. I was actually an herbalist, and it was very political in the town. And to stand up with the rope around my neck and to watch the town people staring at me and ridicule, it was really difficult.
Did you have any idea where you were when this happened?
I was in Salem, Massachusetts.
So you were a Salem witch?
I was.
Only you really weren't.
Most
of the Salem witches weren't.
I was not a witch, actually. You know what's interesting is I was hung over a man. It was all over a man.
Women get me in trouble, and I'm sure men get women in trouble.
Oh, women are vicious. Vicious, I tell you. It's terrible. Yes, they are. It was bad.
So he said, you told everybody you broke up with you or whatever and said,
well,
she's a witch.
He was a town doctor.
Okay.
And I was an herbalist. I would grow these herbs. My sister and I did.
You were in competition with
him. I wasn't him. It was another woman who was in love with him.
Okay.
And another woman told everyone that I was to get rid of me.
Ah, so you speak with confidence when you say women are vicious.
Absolutely. I tell you, they are. I don't know how you men put up with us.
It's tough sometimes. But the rewards are gratifying.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
Right, right. Yeah. So do we travel around the world? Are we always in the same location?
I mean, all
have you ever
the world.
Been someplace else? I mean, in your previous lives?
Oh, yes. I had a life in Ireland. I had a life in India. I had a life in Colorado.
How much space between these lives? Does it vary with people?
That's a great question. I asked that a lot. When I interview spirits, I always ask them, what's about the time frame earthwise that until you incarnate again? And it's about 50 years. But we also have a choice, so we don't have to. But we incarnate in soul groups. It's the actual group. So, for example, you've been your father's father in a past life. So a lot of times it's like as if the group's about to incarnate.
You seem to know a lot about me.
I'm psychic. But
well,
so
good.
Yeah, so a lot of times when you incarnate, you get to choose which role you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, depending on what theme you're going to choose to come and experience in this life, you might choose a difficult role.
So is there a moderator or somebody that we get to talk to say, hey, I want to do this, or hey, I want to do that, or how does this work?
It's a soul group decision. The group comes together.
So you and I are in a group, we say, and we got Roberta, our producer, in this group, and maybe a couple other people, and we get together, and we're talking about, well, I want to come back as what? I mean, how do you even decide it? I mean, are you saying things are predestined? I'm following a script?
No. I absolutely do not believe in predestination.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's as if you were to say, you know what, Jerry, you're going to choose to be the husband this time, and you're going to become an alcoholic, and I'm going to be your wife, and you're going to be extremely abusive.
So we always and hang around the same people?
Yes.
The same group?
The same group, but the group is thousands. Okay.
I understand.
So absolutely.
I wonder how that works, how you get in a group. Yeah, would somebody want to get out of that group and go to another group? I guess you're stuck.
Well, it's such a broad, huge group that it's you don't ever feel stuck. Believe me, it's all about love once you get to the other side. There's really no anger.
Well, you know, I really believe in agape love and basically, you know, the golden rule or whatever, karma. So maybe in a previous life when I was a banker, I didn't believe that. Who knows? I don't know what the lessons would be.
Well, you were very difficult in that life. You were a banker. You had a lot of responsibility, and you took away land from people that owed you money.
I don't know if I could do that job these days.
No, it'd be too difficult these days. But back then, you did. You had a big responsibility.
Well, I'm talking about on a personal decision, not practical.
I know.
I'm not quite sure that. There's a lot of things that I just really rather not do. I'm not a pansy by any means, but at the same time, and I can rise to the occasion. But I really, that's one place that's kind of ticklish for me, I guess. And maybe that's the reason I'm back as I am these days. I don't know.
You're a good guy. You picked a good guy this time.
Well, good. You know how to treat the interviewer. You've been in radio a long time.
That's true.
So what's next in your life? This life.
I'm
we gotta get it straight.
Yeah, this life. I can only do one life at a time.
We don't know what's happening in the future, or do we?
We
hear there's no time and space sometimes.
Our future is what you created. It really is. You have the power to create your future is always a complete white canvas. You can paint it any way you want. There may be other colors that come in from other people that you can't control, but you could always repaint it white and start over again. So the thing is, well, for me, what's next is I'm writing a book currently, and I have more radio shows that I have coming up and more retreats.
Do you have a book out now?
I don't have a book out now. I have been the biggest procrastinator for the past 6 years.
It's not easy to write these books. I used to be a writer. I still write a lot in my job.
I've got over half the book finished, but it's just I have three children and a wonderful marriage, and I get busy and with my travel.
Do you think you knew your husband before?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. My husband's a. I consider my husband's a baby soul. He's a very. He's the grounded part of me. He reels me back into earth and reality when I need it. So.
Well, it's probably one of the reasons you guys got married.
That's right. We've been together for 30 years.
You're not that old.
I met him when I was 15 when
California
I met him.
California girl. Okay, that explains it. Some of these California women, they look pretty good.
I'm 44.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be my age. Well, yeah, you do, the alternative. Maybe let's talk about that alternative when you die. What's happening for that 50 years before I decide to come back?
Well, the first thing when you die, somebody that you know in the human form will come to get you so you feel comfortable because you're really not clear yet that you're dead. And then the most important thing that you do, and I call this personal judgment day, and it's the only judgment day, is when you have to go through your life review. And that usually can take up to a couple weeks as far as earth time.
Now, somebody there is judging you?
No. Oh, no. No one's judging you. You're judging you. You're taken into a room with your guide, your spirit guide. Mm-hmm. They take you into a room, and this is how they've showed it to me. It's like the top of a giant glass globe, and you look into this globe, and you literally are shown everything you did and said in this recent life, and you get to experience the emotions, the feelings, and the results of the people that you did and said it to. So you get to experience that. And you get to also see the aftermath of your death and your funeral, all of that.
That sounds like a broadcasting consultant a big companies hire, and they come in and review your shows every day.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you should have done that?
Well, sometimes when I'm yelling at one of my kids or something, yeah. I'll think, wait, do I want to see that in my life review? Yeah. And so I have to kind of think about it. But, you know, it's very difficult for a lot of spirits. I've talked to child molesters. I've talked to abusive spouses. I've talked to people that committed murder. And what they have to experience in their life review is so difficult. And it really is judgment day. It really is.
All of these people have done these bad things. Do they wish they hadn't?
Oh, yes. They wish they hadn't, but at the same time, there's kind of a universal understanding of the choice of the role that they chose in that soul group.
So, I was a banker one time. I'm a radio announcer now, whatever. And next life, I accept the soul group, and I decide I want to be whatever. Is that, or is the career even important?
The career is just a part of the role. It's a part because career is important because you're going to affect so many other people in your career. Mm-hmm. So it is important. It's all about the interaction with people, and your career will decide what kind of interaction that you'll have with people also.
Well, Marisa, we could talk for hours.
I know. It's a great subject, isn't it?
It certainly is. Let's give the book. It's not out. Probably not for a couple of years.
I'm hoping it'll be out in the next 6 months.
Okay, good. And do you have any videos or anything?
They can go to my website. I have videos. I have a lot of radio interviews that I've done. They can YouTube me. I'm on YouTube. I did the International UFO Congress 2 years ago. I've done a lot of UFO congresses and conferences. So,
well, what do you find interesting about that?
I got asked about 3 years ago to do one of the symposiums, and it opened up a whole new world for me. I have had a couple of, I would say, paranormal experiences that I can't even really explain. And, you know, I grew up, my father, my whole life believed in UFOs, and we'd talk about it in our backyard. And so I've always believed in it, but I'd never had any experiences. And then I had experiences. And then once I started doing these conferences, it was like unbelievable how everything opened up. I now have been able to communicate with souls of extraterrestrials. And I've done, for example, when I did the UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada 2 years ago, I was standing on a stage in front of 1,000 people, and all of a sudden there were alien spirits in the room everywhere. And that was very new to me. It was amazing.
Do these ETs have the same cycle of reincarnation as us?
Yes, absolutely.
They have souls?
They live longer lives, though. As far as their actual physical life, they live much longer. They can live a couple hundred years.
How come we can, I wonder?
Because we just keep damaging our bodies over and over and over. Our
keep
soul,
doing everything it feels good.
Our soul is using a body that's a human, like a machine, and we damage it, and we pollute it. And so that's something that is not predestined. I mean, we actually damage our bodies, and bodies just can't live that long.
It's been fascinating. Any closing thoughts? Something you'd like to bring out we haven't?
I just think the most important thing is that people constantly question everything and search for answers, and that's the most important thing. And not any one person has all the answers, and not any one person may be right. It's all opinion or by experience, and that, you know, as long as your listeners question and they look, the most important thing is most of the answers that they will get actually are within themselves. So they really need to pay attention to what they sense themselves.
Their inner thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, everyone is very psychic. I mean, not everyone, but if most of the people, especially that listen to your show, are very, very psychic people. So, and I teach psychic development, and I always encourage people to open up.
Obviously, you feel that ability can be developed.
Oh, absolutely. It's already there. It's just another sense that's there. You just have to exercise it like a muscle.
Marisa, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
MarisaRyan.com, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Jerry Pippin at JerryPippin.com, and we're at Angel Fire, and they also have a website, but I think there's another word in there, and I don't remember what it was. So anyway, we have a link to it. Thanks very much, Marisa.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. You know, on the Internet, you can get lost. You hear some people, some hosts saying, bookmark us or put us on your favorites. Well, that's a good idea. If you don't have one of our websites or all three of them on your favorites, we suggest you do that now and come back often. We change content every day. So come and see us at JerryPippin.com, iPodShows.net, and UFOShowsToGo.com.